President Obama heads to Jamaica today for a visit with the prime minister and other Caribbean leaders. The president then heads to Panama on Friday for a two-day summit of the Americas, which comes as the U.S. is normalizing relations with Cuba. Joining us to talk about U.S.-Caribbean relations is Damian Blake, professor of political science and policy studies at Elon University in North Carolina. Professor, welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thanks.
Well, how important is this visit by President Obama to the Caribbean from the perspective of Caribbean nations like Jamaica?
Well, it's very important for the region. They do look to the United States as a leader in the Americas writ large. They look to the United States for tourists in the area of regional security. They do look to the United States for help and assistance in trade and commerce. And in more recent times, with regards to the issue of oil and energy. So this is a very important visit for the Caribbean nations, and particularly for Jamaica. They want to strengthen ties with the United States. There are a number of troubling things happening in the region, narco trafficking, high rates of homicides that are fed by this narco trafficking. The opening up of Cuba, and what does that mean for the rest of the Caribbean region? Its dependence now on Venezuelan oil and the implications of that, and also the growing debate around the decriminalization and perhaps the legalization of marijuana. It would like to be on the right side of the fence with regard to the United States as it moves forward in this issue. And of course, lastly, I want to point out that issues regarding human rights, particularly for the LGBT group, those are also issues of concern.
What do you mean? Why is that an issue in the Caribbean?
Well, in some Caribbean nations, same-sex relationships are still criminalized. And there are local groups now who have been trying to make their voices heard that perhaps they want to see changes with regard to how LGBT individuals are treated within the Caribbean space.
And they think that the U.S. will be able to help them do that?
And they think that they may be able to mount pressure on their local or national governments to make improvements in the overall well-being of LGBT individuals.
Well, let's talk about Cuba since you brought it up. How does that change, that normalizing of relations between the U.S. and Cuba, affect what is going on with the president's visit this time? Is that seen as a good thing by other Caribbean nations?
Well, for sure, you know, Caribbean nations on a whole, they certainly welcome the thawing of relations between Cuba and the United States. But they are also concerned that what does that now mean for their tourist product? With the opening up of Cuba in terms of trade and commerce and investments, what does that now mean for the rest of the Caribbean space? So I am sure those questions will be asked squarely to the president about what's the balancing act here? How will Cuba square with the rest of the Caribbean region, particularly the smaller territories in the CARICOM, which is the Commonwealth area of the Caribbean?
Now, this is President Obama's first visit to any Caribbean nation since 2009. He did visit the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico in 2011. This is also the first visit by a U.S. president to Jamaica since President Reagan. Is the Caribbean ignored, do you think, by the United States?
There are some who may feel that that is the case, right? That given the geostrategic location of the Caribbean, it is very important, particularly when you look at issues with regard to narco trafficking, right? In the 1980s, when President Reagan came at a timely moment when the U.S.'s war on drugs was drummed up. And, essentially it sought to take on Colombia and the Andean region. What you're now seeing happening is that the balloon effect, that the Caribbean region now is becoming an important transshipment point. And so many Caribbean governments have been asking the question, where is the U.S.? We need the U.S. to reinsert itself, particularly on grounds of national and regional security, as we have cocaine coming through South America en route to the U.S. Consumer market.
Professor Blake, I just want to ask you one more thing, because you are from Jamaica yourself. What does this visit by the president to Jamaica mean just to the people of Jamaica right now?
you know, it's a very important, it has much cultural and racial significance. Jamaicans pride themselves with a strong sense of black pride, of racial pride. And having the United States' first African-American president come to their shores to visit them is very important. It's very symbolic, but also important in terms of that strong sense of racial pride. Also, one thing Jamaicans would tell, they love their culture and they love their U.S. visas, right? You have 2.8 million Jamaicans in Jamaica, and you have 2.6 in the diaspora who live in both Canada, the United States, and the U.K. And so there's a strong relationship among families and groups between the U.S. and Jamaica. And so having the president here is quite symbolic, and it's almost a solidification of that long union between the two nation states.
Damian Blake, professor of political science and policy studies at Elon University in North Carolina, talking with us about President Obama's trip to Jamaica. Professor Blake, thank you.
Thank you.